I'm Tanya Bustos at the Wall Street Journal in New York. SoftBank wants to take control of WeWork in exchange for relieving the shared office startup's looming cash crunch. Japanese conglomerate SoftBank has prepared a financing package that would give it control of WeWork. This would further sideline We founder Adam Neumann. WeWork is racing to find a way to shore up its financing after its New York parent company pulled its plans for an initial public offering, and Mr. Neumann resigned as CEO under pressure. Absent new financing, We faces a cash crunch as construction costs and other bills eat into the $2.5 billion it had on hand as of the end of June. The company is expected to run out of cash later this year if it doesn't secure additional funding. President Trump's former top Russia advisor is testifying before House committees as part of the impeachment inquiry examining the president, his administration, and his allies' dealings with Ukraine. Fiona Hill, who served on the National Security Council, left the administration in August. She is set to be asked about her knowledge of efforts by the president and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to press Ukraine to mount investigations into Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son, and how those efforts intersected with the work of the NSC and the State Department. And one square mile in San Francisco's business district is emerging as a battleground for tech companies testing ways to reinvent shopping and the retail checkout process. Amazon recently opened its fourth cashierless convenience store there, within a few blocks of its first three. Nearby, two startups, Zipin and Standard Cognition, are pitching tech similar to Amazon Go's, with camera systems powered by computer vision and machine learning software that track people as they buy items at grocery chains, sports stadiums, and convenience stores. They're promising to automate the checkout process, reduce theft, and improve profit margins. And they say their big advantage over Amazon is that they aren't competing with their clients for shoppers. For more details, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.